enemies of America. People were enemies of the Constitution. They are my enemies, and there's a lot of those people in our country. Well, much to the dismay of those enemies, I am here with you tonight. I haven't been feeling very well, and believe me when I say, no matter how strong my voice may sound at this time, I don't feel very well. I'm just putting on a very good performance for you. But I'm feeling a little better than I was yesterday, and I was very much stimulated to do this program here tonight because of a phone call I got from my good friend and my colleague, both at American Free Press and here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Mark Glenn. In fact, Mark is going to be joining us along with the co-host of his new program, or their new program, The Liberty Hour, which appears here on RBN on Saturdays, at which time I believe is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Now, I could have those times wrong, but since you're probably listening on the Internet at republicbroadcasting.org, you can check that schedule for yourself. Okay, Mark and Phil indeed have joined us, and what I am going to say to introduce the topic of tonight's program is strictly my own interpretation. I'm going to keep my own comments to a minimum here and then simply allow Mark and Phil to proceed accordingly. Okay, well, needless to say, Mark and Phil have launched this program, the Liberty Forum. I gave it what I would hope would be a big boost here on this program, and there have been people talking about it on the Internet. Now, Phil, of course, as you know, is a survivor of the 1967 attack on the USS Liberty. And this is a good thing that Phil and Mark have joined together to put forth this program, The Liberty Hour. They said from the beginning it was not going to be all about the USS Liberty. In fact, I don't know how long you could, I mean, on the one hand, you could probably do a weekly show on that topic and provide the listeners everything they ever wanted to know about the USS Liberty. But then again, on the other hand, that might get a little bit redundant. I mean, even on this program, I perhaps get a little bit redundant because I have to repeat back things that I feel are important and that need repetition. But in any case, Mark and Phil have launched this program basing it around the attack on the USS Liberty and the events that preceded it and the events that have followed it. And as far as I'm concerned, those events affect us here in our world today. I think very much of what is going on in our world today, particularly the United States' involvement in this mess in the Middle East, is in some respects a direct result of the fact that Israel was able to attack the USS Liberty with the apparent collaboration, or at least cover-up aspects, involving the people in the United States government. Well, needless to say, Phil and Mark have launched this program, the Liberty Hour, and unfortunately, there has been a concerted effort to undermine the program. No, I'm not talking about Eric Hufschmidt. No, I'm not talking about Christopher Boleyn. No, I'm not even talking about Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League, nor am I talking about Rabbi Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, or Norman Podoritz of Commentary Magazine, or any of these multiple organizations over the years that have done everything they can to silence the men of the USS Liberty, to keep the story of the Liberty covered up. No, none of these people have been responsible for the effort to undermine Phil and Mark's program. You are going to be shocked, though, to hear the story of what is happening. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to allow these two guys, two decent guys, as you well know, to tell the story. You've got Mark Glenn, and you got Phil Turney coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. And I, as always, I'm honored to have both of them here on this program. So stay tuned. I think you're going to find this very interesting. And I'm told a lot of the survivors of the USS Liberty are listening tonight. So we have a real good audience of good people.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here tonight, joined by Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, new hosts of the Liberty Hour right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just for the record, I said prior to the break that many of the survivors of the USS Liberty are listening here tonight. I would like to amend that. I don't know that many of them are. I understand that many of them are aware that this program is going to take place, and that it is expected that at least some of them will be listening, and if they are indeed listening, I would certainly invite their calls. So, as you know, I'm a stickler for detail, and so I'm stickling. Anyway, welcome aboard, Mark and Phil.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, I want you guys, you know, we have about 10 or 11 minutes coming up here. I want you guys to just take it from here. I pretty much laid the groundwork. You heard my introduction. I just want you guys to put everything in perspective, because I know it's going to shock the listeners of this network, who are, I am sure, all good, firm supporters of the men of the USS Liberty.
You want to take it, Phil?
Go ahead, Mark. Start off.
All right. Well, first of all, Mike, I guess the reason that Phil and I decided to do this is because we don't want another situation like we dealt with, meaning you and I and just about everybody else in what we would call our truth movement, to have to go through another situation like we did for nearly a year with Eric Huffschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith and Christopher Boleyn, where there was a lot of fighting and backbiting going on. a lot of allegations flying here and there, and it really was very disruptive to everything. And given the fact that it seems as if the seeds of this of a disruptive campaign have been planted and are beginning to sprout already, Phil and I thought that it was best in the interest of the radio program that we are doing on RBN that we get this thing taken care of right away. Would you agree with me on that, Phil?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And I would just mention for the record, let me jump in here, I had known about this, two, 3 weeks ago, and we talked about whether or not we should say anything about it at that time, but very patiently and wisely, I think you guys elected to remain silent. So it's not like you're jumping into something without having tested the waters, so to speak.
That's right. And really, unfortunately, you know, given our line of work, Mike, and I don't mean just you and I and Phil, but given the fact that we are all, you know, we're news junkies and we're always on the scent of a new story, of a new controversy, whatever, unfortunately, things get said or things are written, and a lot of people, unfortunately, as I said, they just accept them as gospel truth without asking any questions about them. And given the fact that right now, we need more than anything else, we desperately need the truth out there. We can't survive any more lies. That's the reason why we have gone ahead and decided to broach this topic, dealing with what is being done, the efforts to sabotage our show. So, Phil, why don't you take it from there and kind of let people know what's going on.
Okay, Mark and Mike, basically what's going on is that at the beginning of last Saturday at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, our show was to debut, which it did, and very successfully, I might add. But the night before that, on the Internet, it was put out that that the Liberty survivors should not be getting involved with this type of show because of the fact that it goes back to American Free Press and Mark Glenn as if he was some kind of a devil. And I was shocked. In fact, I was heartsick when I read that email by one of my shipmates. So I began to talk to the board of directors. I talked to them earlier about the show. Every one of them agreed that the show was a good idea. In fact, the first one to call in was the president of the association, Ernie Gallo. At that moment in time, I was part of the board of directors and have since resigned. And I speak solely for myself. I don't speak for the survivors, although I know a lot of the survivors do support me. And I'm not out here to try to lynch anybody, because these guys I fought with, and a lot of them died by my side, and it just as well could have been me, but it wasn't. But to undermine this show when we worked so hard, and undermine American Free Press when they've given us more publicity than any paper that I can think of, and that I know for sure of. Helped us get a library built in Grafton, Wisconsin. And the person that did not want this show to go through with, unfortunately, was the author of Assault on the Liberty, Jim Ennis, which I don't think Jim's ever liked me, but this isn't a personality contest. This is about getting the truth out about the murder, the slaughter of 34 Americans and the wounding of 174 others June 8, 1967 by the government of Israel. Now, if Jim doesn't like this show or any of their survivors, they don't have to listen to it, but please don't cut it down. It is our obligation, it's my obligation as a survivor to tell the truth, exactly what happened, and bring these murderers to justice, because that is exactly what they are. They're cold-blooded, cold-hearted murderers. And I will not stop telling the truth. I will not stop trying to get this truth out until I'm laid to rest. And that might be sooner or later. Who knows? But I'm going to keep on fighting. I'm proud to be part of the American Free Press. and also the network and being on your show, Mike. I appreciate it. And I'm not trying to start a fight between me and Mark and the survivors. It's just a fact. This is what happened, and I'm very, very, very disappointed. I'm also enlightened that the show will
that's
go
an interesting,
on.
That's an interesting perspective, yeah.
I feel that we have an obligation to do this, and Mark has had you know, his name had defamed. I sent an email to Mark, and it was by accident that I did send it, and possibly I brought this all on myself or onto Mark, but it was something that I don't regret him reading, because it was personally about Mark, and that's what started this whole thing off. Now, I guess I am some kind of a you know, a person or a traitor, or treachery, which I was called, and I'm not a traitor, and I'm not a treasonous person. And I told him I was the one that emailed this to Mark, and I'm not ashamed of it, because it did bring out the truth, and I expect, you know, nothing but good things from this show, and I hope my fellow survivors and the public out there will support us, and we'll learn more about the USS Liberty. And again, as you said, this show cannot be just about the Liberty. That isn't just what happened. I mean, the world's event today, Israel's getting ready to pull a Holocaust off on the Palestinians, and that's their words, not mine. And I think things like that have to be talked about. And I'm not going to shy away from that type of confrontation, and I'm not going to shy away from anything about the USS Liberty.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I think we do have a break coming up here momentarily. I just want to say I think both of you put it in very good perspective, precisely what's been happening. And I will just say for the record here, and it has to be said for the record, and I did mention it on this program. This is not the first time this has come up. I did mention this on the program some weeks or months ago, and regular listeners will recall it, that I have in my possession a handwritten letter written by James Ennis. This handwritten letter by James Ennis was sent to Liberty Lobby, the publisher of the Spotlight, back during the days when Mr. Ennis was actually publicly attacking the Spotlight and then subsequently began attacking American Free Press after American Free Press was established. But Mr. Ennis provided in his own handwriting information to Liberty Lobby, and at the end of the letter, which he signed in his own handwriting, he put, P.S., please do not reveal that I was the source of this. Now, I am paraphrasing at the moment, ladies and gentlemen, and Phil and Mark, because here's the problem. I have been sick for the last couple days, which I have mentioned repeatedly on this program, and I have not had the opportunity to go through my extensive files, but I know that within 5 feet of me is a copy of that letter. And I want to tell you why I know so much about that letter, because I'm a smart businessman. And several years ago, I decided to auction a copy of my extra copy of Jim Ennis's book, Assault on the Liberty, on the Internet. And I thought to increase its value, I would clip his signature off the letter and paste it into the book. And in fact, I did sell that book on the Internet. But at the time, I said to myself, I will retain the letter, though, because I know that Jim Ennis has a funny little history of, oh, shall we say, not being completely genuine. And so, as I say, I still have this letter in my possession that I have no reason to doubt that it was from Jim Ennis. And the very fact that I have this letter in my possession, which I am going to do my damnedest to uncover here, kind of demonstrates that there is a very real problem with Jim Ennis, because he wants to play both ends. And I think it's time that this all be brought out into the open. And the thing is, Mr. Ennis cannot challenge the existence of this letter, because I do have it, unless the Mossad came in and stole it from me, and I don't think they did. So the letter exists, and it's in his handwriting. And I'm willing to hire a handwriting expert to prove it. Okay, folks, stay tuned. Sad, sad show, but something good will come out of it, because the truth about the USS Liberty is what's important. It affects all of us to this day.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. You know, folks, I've been writing for American Free Press since its beginning and for the Spotlight for many, many years before that, so the Spotlight was run out of business. And I've written a lot of things in both of those newspapers that many of my colleagues didn't necessarily agree with. They may have disagreed with my opinions, my interpretations of facts, but you know what? Basically, we were all pretty much on the same page. Not always, but pretty much. It's the same way with American Free Press today, and you'll find that even here on this network. You know, you will have a lot of differing opinions about a lot of things, but everybody is looking for a solution, looking for answers to what's happening, and that's why we have a lot of good sponsors who make things available to our listeners. One of those sponsors is The Bible Says. I'm going to give you their toll-free number in a minute. You can call them and get a free packet. They call it Packet F, as in free. It's available to RBN listeners. It's got DVDs and books like The National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorist, and much more. It's all in this free packet, and there ain't much you can get that's free today, ladies and gentlemen. So give them a call, 888-211-1715. Well, that having been said, it's perfect segue right back into our topic of discussion. I would just add this, that, you know, I have no personal gripe against Jim Ennis, but I do find it counterproductive for him to deliberately try to undermine your program for whatever reasons are driving him, but one of them seems to be the fact that Mark has this association with American Free Press, and of course, Phil, you've written at least one article for American Free Press that I can think of. It, you know, as you said, you know, I remember looking at a clip file on the USS Liberty from the old days of the Spotlight, and that was one of the thickest clip files we had. Beginning in the Spotlight was launched in 1975 in September. Well, in 1976, and I believe probably on the anniversary of the USS Liberty, the Spotlight began intensive, regular coverage from all different points of view, from differing perspectives. Not all of them came together. Different people had different opinions about why the Liberty was attacked. Different people had different chronological accounts of the events, but all told, those stories were reaching. Okay, at one point, the Spotlight had more than a third of a million weekly subscribers in all 50 states. And if anybody who knows anything about the pass-on rate of newspapers, you can safely say that every time the Spotlight published an article about the USS Liberty, at least a million people all over the country were reading these articles. And these were people who were concerned. These were people who were writing letters to Congress. These were people who were calling other talk show hosts on the radio, and not so much on television in those days, but on the radio and saying, hey, talk about the Liberty. So the Spotlight in those days was laying the seed for getting the message out there. And see, that's exactly what American Free Press has been doing, and that's the point of your program. You're not asking people to agree with you on every issue or to agree with everything that's on RBN or what I say or what anybody else in RBN says or what some of our sponsors have to say. You're just on there doing your job and trying to put the history of the USS Liberty in a context that people can understand the tragedy of what happened on that day and why we've got to stop any further tragedies like that from happening.
Absolutely.
That's a lot there, forgive me, but I feel very emotional about this.
Well, and you're right, Mike. And the thing is, as I've talked with Phil, go back to Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor, despite the fact that several thousand American lives were lost, it is overshadowed by the fact of what happened afterwards. Okay, Pearl Harbor was the beginning of a war that changed the history of the world as we know it today. Literally, every human being on the planet, their life has been changed as a result of what took place on December the 7th, 1941. And so to make that day by itself the only issue that should be discussed, you can see how ridiculous it is. And at the same time, when we're talking about the Liberty, it, as tragic as it was for the men who were there that day, it is just a small piece to a much larger puzzle that we are dealing with today and that we will be dealing with tomorrow. Now, that having been said, this seems to be a serious area of contention between where Phil and I want to take this show and where some of the senior members of the LVA board want to take it. They want the show to rest exclusively with discussion of what took place that day and then the cover-up. However, they don't want any discussion of 9/11. They don't want any discussion of the war in Iraq or the war in Afghanistan or what's going on in Israel right now, what's going to be going on tomorrow with regards to Iran and Syria. And literally this week, this past 5 days or this past 6 days since Phil and I aired the first show, it has been one of the most tumultuous weeks of my life because literally I have found myself in the middle of a firestorm with many of these members where I'm being called anti-American and hateful because I am suggesting that possibly we haven't been told the whole truth with regards to 9/11.
My God. How can I punctuate your remarks other than to say, my God? Well, we are going to the break here. We have a whole big stretch ahead of us. I encourage any of the USS Liberty survivors who are listening to please call in. We want your input.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. As I have said, the phones are open. We have a couple callers here, but I'm going to forestall bringing them up until I give a chance for Jim Ennis himself to call us or anybody who would share Jim Ennis' support, particularly if they are who support Jim Ennis' position, particularly if they are a USS Liberty survivor or maybe one of the members of the family, what have you. This is an open forum. And incidentally, I should mention for the record that Mark Glenn made numerous attempts to contact Jim Ennis to get him to come on this program. So it's not like we are, as Christopher Boleyn might say, setting him up. Anyway, fellas, did you have any further comments here before we go to the phones?
I'd just like to say one thing, Mike, if I could. Sorry if I interrupted you, Phil. The reason that this is important, first of all, is because some of these guys, for whatever reason, and I don't want to make this thing too personal, but they have really demonstrated a very personal type of animosity towards what Phil is trying to do. And it doesn't really have as much to do with me as you might think. I really do think that this issue with American Free Press is an excuse to cause Phil grief. I hate to have to make it as personal as that, but I'm left with no other conclusion. you know, Jim Ennis told me in an email, he said, I don't associate with known conspiracy theorists and extremists. Well, I know that this isn't true because he has been on Daryl Bradford Smith's radio program 5 times over the course of a year. Now, if there's anybody who can be considered a conspiracy theorist and an extremist, it is Daryl Bradford Smith.
I don't even think you say that as a criticism of Daryl. I think you just state that as kind of a fact, that's the reputation he has, certainly among the people who want to keep the truth about the USS Liberty silent.
Yes, absolutely. And so I guess in this exchange that I've been having with Mr. Ennis for the last 2 or 3 days, where he has been challenging me to produce this letter that he says he did not write to the Spotlight, he's been making these excuses that that the real reason that the LVA doesn't want to have anything to do with me is because of the paper that I write for, and blah blah blah. But however, you know, the history of particularly his history does not bear this out. As I said, he has been on lots of radio shows with people that I would say make me look sane and rational. One of whom is Daryl Bradford Smith. Secondly, you know, if he were that worried about being tarred through association with anti-Semitic, quote-unquote anti-Semitic publications, why is it that he's a regular contributor to the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs? Just a short a bit of research reveals that the Jewish lobbies, the various Jewish lobbies, actually hate the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs more than they hate American Free Press. So this simply does not bear truth, in my opinion, Mike. I contacted Mr. Ennis 3 times by email and told him that he should come on this program tonight. I called him at his home, called him at the number that he personally gave me 2 years ago when I spoke to him and brought him on as a guest for Hashem Talawi's television show, despite the fact that he still maintains that he and I have never spoken. And so, you know, this is the thing. I believe in open dialogue. I believe that talking is the best thing. And I think that the best way to remedy this is to have an open discussion like we're having now, because I can tell you this much. I certainly don't want to do anything to alienate myself from the LVA, meaning the Liberty Veterans Association, but I will not be told what I can and cannot talk about on my own program. And if this bothers these guys, then get your own program and get your own newspaper.
You know, I would just add, it's kind of funny, I was just reviewing some materials I have from a book by John Bourne, who is a very good book about the USS Liberty, and it relied heavily on the writings and commentary of Jim Ennis, and I found it very interesting that they attribute to Mr. Ennis's book, Assault on the Liberty, the fact that two fellows up in Wisconsin put up more than $400,000 to establish a library. Pay for a public library. And the fact is, those gentlemen were longtime supporters of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight. They first heard about the USS Liberty in the pages of the Spotlight, and when that town up in, I think, Grafton, Wisconsin, wanted to name the library in their honor, those gentlemen turned around and said, no, we'd like to see it named in honor of the USS Liberty. And former Congressman Pete McCloskey, who became a very strong advocate for the survivors of the USS Liberty, said right here in Washington, D.C., publicly, before an audience of several hundred people, that it was because of Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight that's why these gentlemen did precisely what they did. And, you know, even now Mr. Ennis is trying to take credit for that. So it strikes me, and I speak from long-time experience in this so-called movement or non-movement, that there might just be a little bit of jealousy on the part of Mr. Ennis. He sees other people picking up the torch. He sees other people gaining publicity. He saw how much publicity that Phil's article recently got widespread interest on the Internet. I think that might be part of it here, folks. That's just my comment.
Well, Mike, Phil here again. I just, you know, this is, as you said earlier in the last segment, and I thought you said it very, very well. It couldn't have been said better. You don't sound like you have any animus or hate in your heart against Jim Ennis. This, all we're trying to do is get the truth out. And you know,
why does he want to interfere? I don't understand it.
I don't either. But the truth is what it is. The truth is just what the truth is. And the article in Spotlight you're talking about came out September the 7th, 1987. It was a front page article with my picture plastered on the front of it. And I think Tricia Katzen was the you remember Tricia, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's the gal that I think did the article. But anyway, yeah, the men you're talking about are Ben and Ted Grobe.
Right.
And I became very good friends with them. Ben invited to their homes many times, they were just overwhelmed at the thought of naming it the USS Liberty Memorial Library, and which they did with a lot of heat from the Milwaukee ADL and all the Jewish groups out there. They said it was an anti-Semitic library because it used the word USS Liberty Memorial. And Ben Grobe had to spend an extra $50,000 to get USS Liberty as big as Memorial Library. They had USS Liberty in very small letters and Memorial Library in huge letters. And he spent an extra $50,000 to take care of that.
You know, Phil, while that was all happening, we were getting tons of clippings in. We had a lot of Spotlight readers in Wisconsin, and they were all clipping the local news stories about that. And we had tons and tons of clippings coming in. So I followed that whole controversy with alternate shock and amusement, because it did become almost a hysterical joke. As you say, they actually said it was an anti-Semitic library. That's actually how it was described. You are not exaggerating that.
Absolutely. And when it was dedicated, we had to have SWAT teams there to protect us because we had threats against our lives that we were going to be killed. And there were SWAT teams on every building surrounding the library. The streets were closed. And that's how bad they want to get us.
Isn't that, I mean, you know, the average American listening to just that, what you've just told us, that should anger every American. The very thought, you know, we're constantly hearing this refrain, support our troops, but here's a group of our troops who were doing absolutely nothing in peacetime, for that matter, and they were attacked by a foreign government that was supposedly our ally in circumstances which are beyond description as anything other than deliberate, and yet you had to have SWAT teams there to protect you because people didn't want a library dedicated in the name of the American ship that you guys sailed on.
That's exactly right, and I must say, too, I'll give credit where credit is due. Ben and Ted Grobe read Ennis's book, and they thought it was a wonderful book, and then the survivors started coming out of the wall trying to, you know, further this thing and get it to work, and you have to give the town of Grafton a great big hand. The mayor and Jim Grant, he was the mayor at the time, would not back down. And the Grove brothers said, well, okay, if you guys don't want to do this library, fine. We'll just withdraw all the money we have given you, and we'll give it to the USS Liberty Veterans Association. Guess what happened about a few days or a few hours later? They changed their mind. Very quick. So money does talk, and the truth does prevail. And thank God for those men. Regrettably, they have passed since, but they are not forgotten. And as I said before, they were very, very, very good friends of mine, and I loved them dearly.
You know, I'll tell you. See, it's grassroots Americans like that we're trying to reach. We don't know who we're reaching out there, whether it's on American soil, or whether it's a foreign film producer who we talked about on this program one night with Mark, a foreign film producer, who read your article on the internet. We don't know who we're reaching out there. We don't know whose hearts we're touching. We're praying that everything that's said can be brought to people. Well, you know, we have a couple callers lined up here. I'd like to bring at least one of them up here. Let's go to Jeff from Vermont. We haven't heard from Jeff in a while. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, Jeff?
Good. As a fellow Navy veteran, I couldn't even imagine how many general quarters I went through just for training and just having been attacked. That must have been just unimaginable. I couldn't even fathom it. And then come to find out that it's our supposed friend. I mean, wow. I've done a lot of research on the USS Liberty, and I am just speechless with what happened, and I'm more speechless about how they want to not have your message out. And my hat's off to you,
I guess he expresses the feelings, I think, of probably most people who are listening. Do you guys have any comments?
Well, I agree with you, but, you know, as you know, Mike, when you spend enough time in this so-called movement, I mean, you see how factionalism can break down into really unnecessary and foolish feuds, and this is one of these things where one very small group of people have decided that they are going to rain on the parade, as it were, and try to douse things on some very superficial things. And as I said, it would be one thing if there was consistency to it. If Jim Ennis had a general and a genuine aversion to bringing any kind of a bad name on the Liberty issue by associating with what he considers unsavory characters, I would say that's fine. I respect you for your opinion, blah, 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 except that he's not being honest. You see, the fact that he would publicly say these things about American Free Press and put them right on the front of his website, and then at the same time, the fact that he has sent at least one letter that we know of where he is through the back door trying to give information to us, hopefully that we will pass on to our readers.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and the fact that he's certainly willing to work with other people that I would consider to be much more extreme and much more bent into the deeper throes of conspiracy theorism, if you want to call it that, than us. I mean, let's face it, Daryl Bradford Smith makes me look like a denier.
Phil?
Well, I happen to agree with that. And, you know, when Jim writes articles in the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, I read every one of them and I say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word is getting out more and more every day. And I don't care who doesn't like the magazine I love the people that read it. But the point is, every time he writes a word and people listen or read it, I'm very, very grateful. And I would never say anything derogatory about that magazine or the people that run it, Dick Curtis and so on. But it just seems to me that this is a double standard that I can't live by. You know, I'm a 61-year-old man. I'm a self-thinker. I am here for one reason. I think the hand of God saved my life that day. And as I said before, you know, I am, to be honest with you, I am really disappointed and pissed at our government that they would give the Israelis the free hand to go murder 294 Americans. Now, if that makes me a treasonous, treacherous person, I'll live with that brand. But I must say that I have two sons. One of them's in the United States Army right now. He's headed to Iraq. And I have another son that's going into the United States Navy SEALs. He's already been qualified and to go in, and he leaves June the 10th. So my sons know what's going on in this world, but they want to go fight for their country, and I'm very, very proud of them. So being a patriot, as I was back then, I'm more of a patriot now. I love my country now more than I did back then because I know what's going on, and if we don't stop it, it's our fault. It's all of our faults to get the word out. And if we don't, we have nothing to complain about. And I believe that Mark Glenn, AFP, your show, Mike, and thank you for having me on. I do appreciate it very much. We will get the word out. We will try to win this war. But if we don't, there's going to be hell and damnation to fall down on us all.
All right, we're going to the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we always hear that phrase that someone speaks from moral authority. Well, I think we just heard someone speaking with moral authority, and anybody that would dispute that with me, they're liars or fools. Okay, we have a few minutes left. Jeff, thanks for your call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for tolerating my rough voice and my cold the last couple days. Hopefully I'll be better on Monday. I'd just like to make a couple parting remarks here and maybe a question to these two guys. You know, I get so damn sick and tired about hearing conspiracy theories. Now, of course, I've written a book that puts forth a conspiracy theory about the JFK assassination, and yes, it is a theory, but I'm here to tell you what happened to the USS Liberty is not a theory, it's a fact. And everything that I've heard from the survivors of the USS Liberty, everything I've heard from former high-ranking members of the military, things that have been written by people in the intelligence community, everything that has written about the subject, except by sympathizers of Israel, has always contended that the attack on the Liberty was deliberate, number one, and number two, that there was a concerted effort at a cover-up. So my question is, who in the hell is Jim Ennis to say that he doesn't believe in conspiracy theories and he doesn't want to associate with conspiracy theorists when I see the term conspiracy theory attached to the very subject that Jim Ennis and all the Liberty guys have been trying to put forth all these years, the fact that there was a deliberate cover-up and the fact that the United States government and the Israelis have engaged in a cover-up? Is that not a conspiracy?
If that's
I would agree with you, Mike.
I don't know what it is. Mike, I got off track here. I just wanted to, if I could, give out my congressman's email address.
Please do.
Okay. It is Eric, E-R-I-C dot Wortman, W-O-R-T-M-A-N, at mail, M-A-I-L, dot house, H-O-U-S-E, dot gov. And he will make sure that this letter that you write will go to Ike Skelton, which is the chairman of the House Armed Service Committee for Missouri. And please ask him why they have never investigated the USS Liberty, as they said there has been many investigations in which they are bald-faced liars. And I did that in an open letter to Congress. And if they would write him, those letters will get to the chairman. And if everybody out there would please do that, just ask them, investigate the USS Liberty as it should be done.
And that's Congressman Eric Portman, E-R-I-C, and his last name is P-O-R-T-M-A-N. Anybody can easily find his address on the Internet, his email address or his snail mail address, simply by going to Google and typing in Eric Portman, and I'm sure he's going to come up right up. You'll get his government addresses, and
right,
you'll be able to contact him. And I urge people to do that.
Actually, Mike, he's a senator, or excuse me, Congressman Salazar's aide.
Oh, okay.
This is his only job right now, is to do this USS Liberty thing. And I've been working on this for months, since last July.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought he was a member of Congress.
There was
a congressman named Portman. I'm sorry.
Wortman. But he's the aide. And if the listeners would please do me that favor and write him and ask him for the truth, it would be a great help to us. And we're going to repeat this several times on our show tomorrow, and that is at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, which I believe is 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central Time, is that correct?
I get confused.
Actually, I'll tell you guys what it is. It's 10 a.m. Central Time.
I'm glad you're here to correct me, boy.
That's what Mark Glenn is here for.
Yes, he is. And hey, I want to thank you, Mike, for coming on the air. I know you're sick, and I applaud you for what you're doing, and I appreciate you giving us a chance to vent a little bit here, but this isn't against the USS Liberty veterans or anything like that, and I hope they don't hate me.
We just want the truth out. We want the truth out. It's that simple.
Yeah, we need the truth.
Bill, Mark, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, folks, I wouldn't have done this show tonight probably if I hadn't gotten so fired up. My adrenaline made me.
You know what that song is?